is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Big one tonight for Colorado State and Boise State. We're talking to Mike Brohard from CSURams.com about that game. But Mike, I got to ask you our poll question. I got to put it to you, my friend. What's your favorite part about the Super Bowl? The game, the commercials, the halftime, or the party slash food, whatever? It's all kind of a mix there. What's the go-to, assuming your team's not in the big game?
It doesn't matter if my team's in the game or not. It's the game.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
That's where most people are going. Second favorite part. Because you're a sports guy. You're going to say the game. You should. What's the second favorite part? The food?
I don't go. Yeah, I guess. Probably the food. I generally just watch it by myself.
That's kind of where that's a small group, you know, small group, meaning my wife and my child. That's about it.
Yeah.
Although we're going to the father and mother-in-law's this weekend, but it's like five, you know, it's never a big party for me.
That's fine. That's good.
All right. Mike Brohard joining me, CSURams.com. Big game tonight between Boise State and Colorado State. And first, looking back, the last two games so significant for Colorado State, but especially the Fresno State game, finding a way, Mike, to win on the road in this conference, as we've seen, continues to be a very tall task.
Yeah, I mean, it's continued to be a tall task throughout college basketball. Really, if you look around the country, the top teams, when they're facing top teams on the road, they're not faring well, you know, but that's the way it's supposed to be, I would think. Getting that road win, you kind of get that monkey off your back. When you look at it, though, I mean, when you looked at road wins in the Mountain West to start the season, I don't think anybody's schedule matched up with what Colorado State had to face out of the gate. So they got tested early and often. The Wyoming loss was its own breed, just one of those things. But they looked good on the road in Fresno, really, from start to finish.
Yeah, they really did. It was nice to see it. And, you know, you've talked to all of these guys since then. I mean, how much, in leading up to it, you know, how much is that on your mind, knowing, hey, we haven't won one on the conference, we know it's hard, we know it's difficult, but how much was that really talked about amongst the team, or is it one of those things where you don't really want to draw attention to it? It's a Mountain West game, we know every game's going to be difficult, we just got to find a way to win.
I just think this team is built different. This program has been built different from the past couple of years. They don't listen to a lot of outside noise, what other people are thinking, how important this is, how important that is. They've just held steadfast in a firm belief that they're a good team, and if they play well, they're going to win. If they do not play well, especially in this league, they could lose, and they could lose to anybody. I mean, they didn't play particularly well early on against Air Force, and they almost got beat at home.
Yeah.
That's just the way the league is. But they know if they're at their best. And so I think their focus is always just trying to play their best, and when a game's over, figuring out what they need to improve on and going from there. I don't think they put a lot of outward pressure on themselves that other people do, like that we talk about on sports radio or something like that. Like, hey, they haven't won on the road. I don't think they really look at it that way. They just kind of focus to the task.
Well, and that's important to have that, and to have a mature group too, where you can just drown out that noise, get rid of that outside noise, and know, hey, at the end of the day, this conference is too competitive to dwell on a loss. I mean, like you just said, the Air Force game was tight. There are a lot of games this year. I watched Wyoming, New Mexico. New Mexico ends up winning by double digits a couple weeks ago, but still, Wyoming made it interesting at times. So, I mean, on any given night, so it's you have to have a short memory, especially this year.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching the league all year, and I looked at, like, San Jose State wasn't supposed to be very good, but they were in, like, every game early on, and they were losing on last-second shots and stuff like that, right? So that's a bad team, supposedly, that was playing really well and was in games and just hadn't found a way to win. Same thing with Wyoming. They've won some at the buzzer. They've surprised some people with where they're sitting right now. They're higher than where people expected. You know, you've seen some crazy games, too, like the Utah State UNLV game. That one was just, you know, there's a lot of dispute going on with that in the aftermath. But every game's been tight. So when you come down to crunch time, things are going to matter because the majority of these games are coming down to that.
Well, yeah, and you see, you know, over the weekend, Utah State loses to San Diego State. You know, that makes things really interesting in this race. Colorado State, two games out, Mike. I mean, it's still very doable that they can win the regular season title, but that's why tonight's a big one. Tonight's, you know, when you look at it, Mike, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you're not, like, thinking this is, if you lose this game, or, you know, March Madness and stuff is on the edge, but if you lose this game, it's going to make it very difficult to end up winning the regular season title.
It is. This is a game that if you win it, you give yourself obviously a better chance. This is the fun thing to me about college basketball. It's a little bit different than most things. Most of your fan base, the whole goal is to make the NCAA tournament. Are we correct?
Correct.
Are we in agreement
on
that?
100%.
So is there anything in the sport that requires you to win a conference title or even the tournament title to guarantee to make sure you get there?
No. Yeah.
Colorado State has never won the Mountain West regular season title, yet they've been to the NCAA tournament, right? They've won the tournament title once to get there. They've made it in years, 2 years ago, where they didn't do either, and they still won it. And everybody's happy when you go to the NCAA tournament, right? So right now their resume is one where they're going to get there. It's very favorable they're going to get there. The more wins that you can stack together, maybe the better seed you get. But if you get to the tournament, you're happy. And you can do so without winning either the regular season or the tournament title. Now, if we're talking football, it's a completely different thing in this day and age for a team in football coming out of the Power Five, outside of the Power Five, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting, too, how you, because of March Madness, that is the thing. That is the number one priority. I mean, maybe for different teams that are consistently going to March Madness and consistently making noise, maybe winning their tournament or regular season title is a little more important for them. But you're right. It doesn't really matter as long as you get into the big dance.
Right. The way I look at it, I think if Colorado State gets to 23 wins, they're in the tournament. And that includes the conference tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get those wins in the conference tournament. So you're looking at what? A handful more wins, and that's pretty much going to assure what this program wants to achieve, which is play for the NCAA tournament, play in the NCAA tournament. Now, would it be nice along the way if you can win the regular season title? Yes. So is that why tonight's game is important to them? No. Tonight's game is important to them because it's a game, and these guys are competitive, and they want to win. The other things will start to come into play as they start to win some games. Are we still in line for the conference title? Yes, we're going to go for it. We're not going to eschew from it. You know, when you're in the tournament, yeah, we want to try and win the tournament. Why? Because it means you won games.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. The Boise State Broncos they had a nice January, mid to late January. You know, they get wins over San Diego State, found a way to win in the Pit. That was an outstanding game for Boise State, and obviously a guy like Max Rice just. I mean, 4 million three-pointers in that game. Everything he threw up was going in. So the Broncos are coming into this game pretty hot. You know, they're tied right now with Utah State, so they know how big of a game this is for them. This being a quad, you know, what CSU would be quad one for them. So this game's important for their, as far as their resume to get into the big dance. So it's probably a little bit more important for the Broncos than the Rams tonight.
Yeah, you can make that argument. But then again, it's important for Colorado State, too. So it's not like this is just a throwaway game. This is one that they want to win because, one, you want to protect home court. That's what you've been trying to do all year. That's goal number one in conference play. You want to play well because, again, you're trying to improve your resume with who you're playing. If you're looking at the peripheral things, yeah, this a win would probably be more monumental for Boise State than what for Colorado State. Because it's really not going to hurt Colorado State to lose this game in the long run. They just don't want to do it. They're playing at home.
Yeah, that crowd absolutely great for CSU, no question about it. Mike, what do you have? You have a preview for us tonight that we can check out. Whiteout night, too, at CSURams.com. So we'll be checking that out as we lead into this big one tonight.
No, my intern wrote a story today on RamWire about the previewing Nellie Serna and her dual role with the softball team because softball opens up this week. I've been working on something behind the scenes with men's basketball, so that should come out pretty soon.
All right, man. Well, we'll take a look. Mike, always appreciate it, man.
You enjoy the Super Bowl this week, Brady.
I will. I will enjoy the game.
Who are you taking? Who are you taking?
Well, I haven't. I'm still torn, Mike. I'm still torn. Any pointers? I'm collecting information right now. I'm asking people what they're taking, and then give me the reason why, and I'm collecting the data. So, Mike, I'm going to reverse it. Who are you taking?
I just want to see San Francisco win.
So you're rooting for San Francisco. Do you believe in San Francisco?
I don't really care who wins, to be honest with you. I'd like to see a good game. But I like Christian McCaffrey. Always have.
All right. Well, and that's a big X factor. Brock Purdy, though, I mean, that's an interesting quarterback. We were talking about that earlier, Mike. If he has a good game against the Chiefs and they win, the Niners win, Brock Purdy, we start putting him up there in that Tier 1 class? Or do we still need to see another full year from that guy?
I don't do that stuff. You guys can go back
to that. Mike, that's the best part.
I'm just worried about who plays quarterback for Colorado State next year and how well they play.
Is Braden Fowler-Nicolosi in Tier 1 of Mountain West quarterbacks, Mike?
See, now that's a fun question.
Yeah, it is. See, now we're cooking.
Yard wise, yes. What do we want to see out of Braden next year? We want to see half the amount of turnovers, half the amount of interceptions.
And then you know what? Let's do a special.
Tier one, are we talking tier one all time or just next year?
Tier one next year within the Mountain West Conference. Like, are they next the upper? Is there three or four guys?
I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the Mountain West coming back. To be like tier one, really, you got to cut those interceptions in half.
That would be a fun show, Mike. When we get closer to the season next year, we take the conference and we look at the tier one quarterbacks and running backs and receivers and see where the Rams stack up. You in? Because I need your help. I can't do that alone.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, let's do it, Mike. Appreciate you.
We're going to consider Torrey Horton to be tier one, right?
Oh, receiver? Yeah, and he's coming back too, right? So we know that.
Yeah, we do. I thought we put that discussion to bed.
I still like to just test you and make sure you're ready. You're always ready.
You know that he will leave after next year, though.
Yeah, well, but I'm still probably going to ask you, even though it's not possible for him to come back, I'm still going to ask you because I don't want you to get rusty on that question, on that answer, okay?
You got to find a different player where it actually kind of is pertinent.
I'm sure somebody will pop up, but, you know, it's just fun. You know, Isaiah and Torrey won't be coming back next year. We know that.
Is it going to be Justice Ross Simmons?
That'll be one we can ask about.
Like, what kind of year does he have? Do you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. We'll get into all that stuff. You just make sure you're ready.
I need you to start prepping for next year.
I can barely prep for one show. I'm prepping for next year, man. Come on.
All right. Well, I'll just give him some things to think about.
Things to work on. All right, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
Remember, there's a lot of CSU ties on the Niners side and the coaching staff.
That's very true. Yeah, on the how many different ties are there? Obviously, the Kubiak side.
I think there's five.
Wow.
Guys with CSU ties on that coaching staff.
That's cool.
There, you got both Kubiak. Yeah.
Well, so we know who. So we know who Norvell's rooting for, then, right?
See, now there's a tricky question because he's coached so many guys at different places and has like NFL people that he knows. It might be different. There could be. His heartstrings could go in a different way for a different reason than we don't know about.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, I'm sure we'll shoot him a text or something and see what he's thinking. The world needs to know, Mike.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you just ask him directly on Twitter? Hey, Coach Manuel, who you got?
Odds that he responds. What do you think?
50-50.
No, you know what? I'll take 50-50. It's worth putting me out there. I'll give it a shot, yeah. Mike.
Might as
well. All right, Mike. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, bud.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. What if I just start tweeting at coaches and asking them who they're picking randomly? You think that's a good idea, Angel?
I mean, there's a good chance if you do 10, five of them might reach out.
That they actually comment? Like 5 minutes before the game tonight. See if Nico's on his phone. You know what, Brady? Actually, come to think of it, I think the Chiefs are covering.
Possibly.
I'll tell you who might do
that. If they win or lose.
Yeah, that's true. All right, 38 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.